This is a lecture by Suzuki Roshi on the Lotus Sutra. The recording which you will hear is inadequate because of an inadequate battery supply. It may nevertheless be possible to transcribe it. After a few minutes' pause, the recording will begin. The opposite side, side B, is probably inaudible. Thank you.
Zen Buddha, Buddha Sutra, September 1st, monks, and women, now Buddhists, gods, nagas, Garin, Gandhavas, demons, Garudas, Kinnaras, great serpents, men and being, men, and being not human. Men and being not human. As well as governors of the region, rulers of islands and rulers of four continents. All of them with their followers gaze on the Lord in astonishment, in amazement, in ecstasy. we had already around the castle of Gajagurisa. Before Buddha entered the meditation of expression of infinity, we had those people, like four kinds of his group, monks, nuns, and male and female lay devotees. And gods, gods means devas, devas, gods from ancient time, from Rig Veda's time, nagas, right, and goblins, goblins is, means yaksha, goblins, and we had those groups already. Gandharavas. Gandharavas and demons. Here, and demons means asura. 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 And Garudas and Kinnaras and great serpents. Great serpents here means Mahorana. Those names may be better for us to be written in Sanskrit rather than English, because it is difficult to know exactly what it is. Goblins. Maybe translation. We will have many translations. I don't know, actually, what is the difference of goblins and demons. So, he, first goblin, first one means yaksha. Yaksha is, we haven't yaksha yet, I think. Those are called Devas, Nayas, and Yaksa, and Gandharavas, and Asura, Garuda, Kinnara, Mangala. Those are called eight Deva in Lotus Sutra. Eight protector of Buddha, protectors of Buddha. Those are a supernatural being or devas. In Lotus scripture, we have eight guardians. But some other scriptures, we have six. In this case, we include Deva, Naga, Kinnara, Gandharava, Asura, Garuda. Those are six. And together with Yaksa and Mahoran, the last one, great serpents. Those are characterized. As a kind of mystic, a supernatural being, a kind of God. Apparently, it must be before Buddhism, it must be God. But here, in this scripture, they are treated. Like we see mountains or animals or some San Francisco, according to that. But what's Again, those people, came to more of those people, came after Buddha entered meditation. Doing something, when he entered meditation, more of those human being. And this is Deva being, and supernatural being. That's spirit of nature. Kaman joins this group of people. In this way, this sutra is going to be told by this. Another thing works, another thing has happened was today, the miraculous world is seen from his father. Who is in the family and his family. So this is one of the problems they might. Between the father, he has from his father, the father of the father. And if you it extended over 1,800,000 Buddha keys. This Buddha key, it means Buddha. For each Buddha, number. Buddha key means Buddha word. It extended over 1,800,000 Buddha keys. Buddha was in the Eastern Quarter. Here, it says Eastern Quarter. But as you will find out later, this is not just Eastern Quarter. And to give some concrete, more realistic feeling, in the Sutra says, in the Eastern Quarter. So that all those Buddha things appear, fully illuminated by its radiance, down to the nature of it, up to the Buddha. The Buddha was the very name of this body. In Japanese, Florida, and after the limit of everything, the limit of everything in Hinayana practice, if we practice seven, we will reach the limit of existence, beyond everything. And they have names. And the being in any of six states of existence is a thing. So I forgot. And as well as all those things that are not a thing.
Thank you.